I'm Ashley of X of Words.
Hi, I'm Matthew.
And I'm Colladan.
Hey everybody, welcome to the big crossover we are calling Referential 97. So go listen to Khalid's podcast, and this is also Words 97. We have great nerd guests talking to us about X-Men 97, the nostalgia cartoon that we are loving, slash hating, slash crying about, slash obsessed with, slash don't want to be obsessed with.
Let's go, go, go.
I'll ask you a couple of questions. Number one, who do we have to cheer for that Cypher? Is there a name? Is there somebody that we get to applaud for putting Cypher on screen?
I want to know too. Like, this is one of those things where you watch and you're like, who did that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I try to sneak some things in there too, but like that one for sure, just like who? And that could, you know, that could be one of the character designers, that could be one of the board artists, that could be one of the revisionists, that could be the writer, that could be, you know, who knows? But yeah, I'll props to that person. But I think that's the beauty of everyone's such a fan and they want to see for episode two, I think. Maximo was like, I'm drawing Psylocke, right? And you're like, because he loves Psylocke. So it's just like, it could come from anywhere, but it's always great to see who shows up.
Whoever that person is, please step up. We will make a t-shirt and give it to you.
Yes.
Tell yourself.
Because one of my biggest critiques about 92 generally as an era is that it puts a white face back on the minority experience again. We are back doing all of this. You can get to the end of a 97 episode and it's all white people talking to each other about, well, me and my people. And I'm like, okay, all right.
And you know what?
We ever going to go to another level about this? It's like, stop.
There is a critique to be had. Like this episode, we saw a lot of mutant pain, but a lot of it came from like white Matt feelings,
right?
And we felt the most empathy there, and like that's a fair enough statement. I have a bit of a poison perspective because I love these characters and I've identified with them, so I was gonna feel whatever no matter what. But I think that is part of the conversation that is worth throwing in there just to think about,
right? I remember early on I had talked about it. I said, hey, some of these mutants, like, how would you know Jean Grey is a mutant? How would you know Gambit? We know is a mutant because of his eyes, but some of these people can pass for humans. So are they white passing, you know what I mean? Like, are they passing mutants up into? So I did have I did talk about that, but I think for this as a show, it was like, that's a deeper conversation to have. I feel like if, you know, it was a movie, yes, but I just think that it didn't align with the trajectory of the show.
It's a very layered one because you have to think about like, well, there's marketing involved. There's also who is deemed to be like the most popular character that's going to take up most of the time on the screen. The systemic issues of like the history of the screen, it's like, it's a lot. So as Ash has been telling me the past episode, girl, just like head empty, just enjoy.
Yes, there are two. Whenever I watch this show, there are two people in my head. There's the young version of me that's like, yay, a beam. And then there's the adult version of me. It's just balancing those two versions.
I call mine my inner RuPaul, who's just like in my head, being like,
Jesus,
who just Christ. Like, just say something, to be mean.
I think you have to hold those two things. Like, I can laugh at how Remy throwing the cards in the fire, and I said, that man's hurting.
Did you see, like, she says something and I had him like put the like girl, like he puts the he just blocks her. I was just like, I'm done with you.
He was deeply passive aggressive. He was deeply passive aggressive because I don't think that motorcycle was an accident. You could have called her name. Like,
the motorcycle bit was funny though.
I don't think we've talked enough about those Magneto flashbacks with Rogue, thinking about Magneto talking about mutant art, just like having them a little intimate moment. And you know, Rogue had that tousled hair from back in the day, you know. I was like, okay. I also saw Mystique whitefishing. I was like, okay, go girl, you know.
Oh no, where was this?
I was like, yes, seduce and scheme, do what you need to do.
Magneto is the messy bitch of this season. Quietly, and it's hilarious because if there's velvet to be worn, if there's a chandelier to be thrown, if there's an insult to be made, if there's somebody to be pinned to a giant coin and flipped upside down, it's Magneto doing it. Fuck your birthday.
Yeah.
right.
Okay, so for my end, I'm going to give this episode a 91. and I'll say why. This is my highest rating, 90, because I think, like I said, this episode made me feel. And like I said, I'm also adapting Ash's perspective of like, head empty, enjoy what you can. And like, you know, this is like your childhood property. Be careful when you're over-identifying and like putting too much feelings into it. And when you should just have fun. So there's that. But I am taking off 6 points as punishment for making me feel, because I don't like to do that.
Clap if you have anxiety.
Anyway, so
not the therapy penalty.
Moving on. Okay, now we are going to round out this episode. And before we do, we have a series of questions that I am going to ask you rapid fire. So you may answer with a sentence or perhaps a short paragraph.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get started. Okay, so you have to give me the blackest moments of the episode. Start with Ash.
All right. It probably is. I mean, it's Scott. It's Scott telling that woman, you're lucky I'm not like you.
I lie because the truth is we're nothing like you. Thank God, because it's the only reason you people are still alive.
Because if I did, your shit would have been peeled back a long time ago. Get the fuck out of my house. That was good.
I'm going to go with Scott. I agree. But mine Scott is hiding the child. When she asked about the kid, and Scott was like, what you talking, you know? Scott being confronted about another girl. And then, but hold on, I gotta kind of give it to Jean where she goes, the galaxy was beckoning for me and I came back for you. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, my bad, I got it. So there's those, yeah. I think, just that interaction, right, is that. But the other, I was looking at the boards and I drew Gambit having like a double G Gucci belt. Like, I'm not lying. I drew it. Like, he closes his arms in front of his way or whatever. And I was like, why did I draw? I was wild. And I put a double G belt on this guy.
That's powerful nigga drip, at work.
When I can post it, eventually I will. But yeah, I was like, what was I thinking?
My blackest moment is Gene giving you Under the Sea Halle Bailey. I was like, all right.
I almost spit out my water, legit. Like, for
Gene says, no, seeing her, also, like, something about it was giving very, like, woo-woo, hipster, yeah. Like, crystal girly, just, like, under the sea, things are floating.
You know? My memories, da-da-da-da-da, my memories, da-da-da-da.
Life was so much better before Sinister, under the sea.
Oh, nice.
This is my favorite.
You're right. Let's run with that, because she was a clueless redhead and under the water. You know how Ariel was looking at forks and she, what is this?
What is this thing? What is this memory? Damn, y'all got me singing. You're like, yo, we gonna sing? I was like, I don't know if I can sing.
Yes. I'll give you a bonus. I'll give you also my whitest moment is Scott Summers saying, "I don't see color." Moving on. Okay, now we will do please give me your gayest moments of the episode. X-Men. Let's start with Ash.
Oh, fuck. Gayest moment of the episode. I don't know. Matthew, you go.
Matthew's getting a different question. Matthew's getting...
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit,
okay,
sorry, okay. I tried to set you up.
Snipers on me!
I thought we were friends. Nah, it's all good.
All right, so my gayest moment of the episode is Val Cooper approaching Sebastian Shaw and Emma Frost and be like, something's wrong. Sebastian being like, what's the matter? And then Emma coming in real quick with, is it your outfit? Be still my whitey heart.
Oh, okay.
The white queen. Like, right.
Read her, drag her, slay her.
True, that was dynasty. That was peak. Intra-community violence. White woman, like, she was grabbing white her. Time.
I told you, she's light skin. I told you, Emma Frost.
Let's not do this.
I'm not going to do this with you.
Red light. The door is closed. Okay. It's locked. It's deadbolted.
Like housey white, like, you know, housey, like that. That's what you got.
All of us are going downstairs. Now that you said
Rebecca
that,
Ferguson,
all of us are going downstairs. Excellent. I hope you're prepared, because one day we will pay for the things that we've said here today.
Not me. I'm changing my name. Okay, give me the gayest moment, Ash.
Okay, the gayest moment is probably, I think it's Bo. I think it's Bo's self-insert. Like, seeing Bo.
Oh, yeah, he has a cameo.
In the episode is the gayest shit I've ever seen. I was like, that is... No, but it is. Sorry, that was the gayest moment. I saw him in there. I was like, yep, sis. I mean, she made sure she was in. She said, by fire or by force, you are seeing me.
Matthew, you give me your straightest moment. This is an accessible podcast, so we work with our guests here.
Lying about cheating. Again, back to that. That was it. With you, just like, bro, why you lie? She saw you. You can't act like that didn't happen. She saw you. So I feel like that whole interview is a bunch of, like, you also have, again, Beast putting a suit on. Right, let me, bro, you're four different carpets put together. You're gonna put the suit on, think you go Mac on. Still be on camera, live, bro. Like, the audacity to be like, yo, I'm about to flirt with this girl on TV in front of everybody. Like,
yeah,
come on, bro, you're smarter than that. I guess not.
He's not smarter than that because he made such a massive miscalculation. You think that a suit will turn you on? We can still see your toes. Beast, everywhere you go, your toenails are 3.5 inches long.
For the rest of the episode, head on over to the referential feed. We will be back here on the X of Words feed next week for Life Death Part 2. See you then. This episode was hosted by Asha Lane of the Immortal X of Words. You can find that everywhere you get your podcasts. And it was hosted and produced by Khalid and Nas of Referential. You can also find that podcast everywhere you get your podcasts. Shout out to Omar Holman, our guest from episode 1, for letting me use his Cyclops ether. You can find Ash at Van the First and me at Also Perp everywhere. You can find Matthew at MatthewB64 on Twitter. Matthew is also working on a new project called The Invincible Fight Girl. That's going to be on Cartoon Network later this year, so keep an eye out for that one. And we're officially opening up the mailbox. We are planning a special episode once the season ends. So send those questions and comments and concerns in to 97sessions@gmail.com. But you got to make sure to follow both podcasts because we'll be alternating. A little reminder, episode 5 will be with you on the referential feed before we back the X of Words feed for episode 6, Life Death Part 2. And so on until episode 10, the finale, where we will go back to sharing. So make sure you stay up to date. And give us 5 stars and a nice rating. Make us want to come back. All right. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Ice wins. Storm.